It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for October 5th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the president and COVID-19. You know by now that President and Mrs. Trump both diagnosed with SARS-CoV-2, that's the virus, the coronavirus, and rushed to Walter Reed Hospital on Friday evening. The president's condition reportedly improved again overnight. This according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who told Fox News in an interview that he expects the Trumps to return to the White House Monday afternoon. This would be a remarkably quick turnaround, especially for somebody like President Trump, who's got a couple of comorbidities, his age for one, and he carries a few extra pounds. The White House press corps went ballistic on Sunday afternoon as the president left Walter Reed in a black SUV to wave to supporters around the hospital who had gathered to wish him well. Even though this was cleared with the medical staff at Walter Reed, the press corps going ballistic at how reckless this was. Well, anyway, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has confirmed that she has now tested positive for this virus in the latest one in this White House outbreak. At least 7 people who attended a White House event on September 26th have since tested positive for the coronavirus. 6 of them, including First Lady Melania Trump, sat in the first several rows of a nomination ceremony for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The 7th person, of course, was the president himself. This event took place at the White House Rose Garden. The media is now calling this a super spreader event. That's a term that we note has not been applied to any of the thousands of protests on American streets since the end of May, but okay. This is a time when in years past, generations past, would have come together to offer at least gestures of support to the president, regardless of whether they voted for him or not. But this is 2020, a year in which we've been locked in our homes for months on end. We've got occult rituals masquerading as racial justice protests taking place on American streets, sometimes with church members openly participating in them. So many tropical storms, we've run out of names and are well into the Greek alphabet. Some of those storms pushing mosquitoes out of the swamps and into ranching areas where cattle have been drained of blood to the point where they die. Brain-eating amoebas showing up in the water supply of a major American city. Record-setting wildfires on the West Coast. Nothing about 2020 is normal. So why should we expect civility from the left when it was reported that the president had taken ill with a deadly virus? Just a few examples. Former Clinton campaign spokeswoman Zahra Rahim tweeted out, "I hope he dies." Former Elizabeth Warren campaign staffer Max Berger, quote, "Trump did this to himself. He inflicted the same misfortune upon millions of others." Alleged comedian Kathy Griffin, "Okay, fine, I'll pray for him and the wife on one condition, not mild symptoms, and they each go on a ventilator for at least 5 days. That's my best and final," etc., etc. You get the point. In America today, among millennials and younger, this kind of snarky, rather cruel behavior is considered normal and just, and the kind of behavior that loving, inclusive, tolerant people display toward people that they disagree with. Please, if you're watching this, let's be better. Topic number 4, Soros and district attorneys. We've been telling you about this now, and here's another example. George Soros financing the campaign of ultra-liberal district attorneys because they can affect which laws are enforced at the local level. Well, comes word this weekend that Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has switched his endorsement in the race for Los Angeles County District Attorney from the incumbent, Jackie Lacey, the first black woman to hold that position, to George Soros-backed challenger, George Gascon. In 2018, Soros spent heavily on district attorneys' races around the country, dropping about $4 million in total. The results were evident in a wave of very politicized prosecutions, or lack thereof. For example, the case of Chicago's Jussie Smollett, the hate crime hoax, non-prosecutions in the case of the riots in St. Louis. In Los Angeles, Soros and his progressive movement have targeted Lacey because, as Breitbart News reported, she's considered too tough on crime. And so protesters there in March arrived at her home in the wee hours one morning, were chased off by her husband with a gun. He now, by the way, is facing charges for that. Well, in August, California Governor Gavin Newsom backed Gascon for the L.A. County District Attorney's race, and now Mayor Garcetti has followed suit. America's second largest city, if Gascon wins, about to go the way of St. Louis, Seattle, and Portland. Topic number three, speaking of police, we're all in favor of law enforcement. We understand the need for, well, keeping the peace on our streets. But bear in mind that a lot of these electronic devices that we've come to depend on are giving police tools to listen in on our daily lives that we never anticipated. And police are requesting data from these devices at an alarming rate. The first time recording from one of those little home smart speakers, like Amazon's Alexa, was requested was back 4 years ago in Bentonville, Arkansas. The recording from an Echo device was requested by police in connection with a man's death. This believed to be the first time that this had been done. Amazon tried to block the request, but later gave up the data. But now, earlier this month, Amazon said it received more than 3,000 requests, or I should say in September, Amazon received 3,000 requests from police for user data and complied more than 2,000 times. Douglas Orr, who's head of the Criminal Justice Department at University of North Georgia, says police now look for smart home data as routinely as data from smartphones, like not just Amazon's Alexa, but Siri from Apple devices or Google's Nest, the smart thermostat, which also has listening devices around the home. Information from these devices can offer a timeline of your activities, your location, whether you're home alone, can verify statements during questioning. For example, a common alibi. Were you at the scene of the crime? No, I was home. Anyone there with you? Well, no, I was home watching TV. Really? Do you have a smart speaker at home? They can get the listening data from Amazon's Alexa or Google Nest to confirm whether you were actually home alone as claimed. Speakers can keep time-stamped data, logs of your activity. Examine those logs to confirm whether you were doing what you claim you were doing. And all of this in the name of convenience and security. Just be aware, there is a trade-off in terms of privacy. Topic number two, Chinese Christians. China's crackdown on Christian churches continues and is intensifying. For example, sources have now confirmed that a Chinese Christian online bookstore owner, Chen Yu, charged with illegal business operations on September 27th. This confirmed by the nonprofit group International Christian Concern. Chen Yu sentenced to 7 years in prison for operating this online Christian bookstore, fined 200,000 renminbi, which is equivalent to about $29,500. He was previously detained last September for selling unapproved religious publications imported from the U.S., Taiwan, or other countries. This is getting worse. China's oppression of Christians and restrictions on religious freedoms has been worsening over the last few years. Back in 2018, the Chinese Communist Party banned the online sale of Bibles, and shortly thereafter, the CCP announced the Bible was being reinterpreted to conform with Chinese-style Christianity. For example, a communist textbook that's being used in Chinese schools now has changed the biblical account found in John chapter 8, verses 3 through 11. This is the woman who was found in adultery, and Jesus said, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." Well, the textbook, which has been published by the government-run University of Electronic Science and Technology Press, now states this: the crowd wanted to stone the woman to death as per their law, but Jesus said, "Let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." Hearing this, they slipped away one by one. Here's the change. When the crowd disappeared, Jesus stoned the sinner to death, saying, "I too am a sinner, but if the law could only be executed by men without blemish, the law would be dead," end quote. Jesus lived a perfect life. He was the unblemished lamb sacrificed to buy our redemption. This change tells you pretty much all you need to know about the Chinese Communist Party. Coming up, we found the reason for the West Coast fires, and guess what? It's your fault. That's next on 5 and 10.
A child who is trafficked is sexually abused on average 5 to 15 times a day, and only 1% of these crimes are ever reported. This unimaginable darkness must be stopped. And right now, we want to invite you to join us in the fight to end child sex trafficking. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Silent Cry Help the Children package. When you order, the groundbreaking new feature documentary movie Silent Cry from film visionary Josh Peck, you'll learn firsthand from the world's most renowned experts in the fields of trafficking, pedophilia, and Satanism how Hollywood elites are actively engaged in the sexual exploitation of children, why the mainstream media and culture are attempting to normalize pedophilia, why we can't depend on the government to eradicate this ever-present evil, and what the risks are to you, your family members, and communities. Plus, the lead authorities from the Silent Cry movie are back in the never-before-released Covert Investigation on DVD, featuring pivotal, never-before-seen commentaries that couldn't be included in the original Silent Cry film. From cases of demonic possession to satanic perversion, experts on the front lines discuss the worst crimes fathomable being committed against the most innocent amongst us. You'll also receive the brand new MP3 audio series on CD, A Cult of Perversion. In this explosive series, experts like Russ Dizdar, William Ramsey, and others share extremely sensitive research into the most perverse evils plaguing our country now, proving through over 12 hours of content that believers must combat this spiritual malevolence for the sake of our children. This incredible package also includes the never-before-released DVD Fake News or Hidden Truths. Join investigative researcher Stephen Bancars as he guides you through the most current research into the Pizzagate scandal. Is it all conspiracy? Who is involved? How does it pertain to events unfolding right now? Stephen shares explosive new revelations on the subject that have come to light since Pizzagate first broke and haven't been revealed to the public until now. Finally, the paradigm-shattering audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island? And who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive MP3 audio series comes directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $135. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. An excess of 500,000 children are being trafficked every single day in our country alone. Now is the time to take action. 100% of the profits from your donation for the Silent Cry Help the Children package goes directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch, a safe haven where children who have been abused in unimaginable ways can find rehabilitation and healing in Jesus Christ. The Silent Cry Help the Children package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the West Coast fires. This has been a horrific year for wildfires on the West Coast. They're always a danger, but especially bad when climate conditions change. This is a La Nina year. This is a weather pattern that occurs over the southern Pacific Ocean that brings warm and dry conditions to the U.S., especially over the winters, which exacerbates the risk of wildfires. In California, more than 4 million acres have burned this year. That is an area larger than the state of Connecticut and more than double the previous record for the most land burned in a single year in California. Fires also continuing in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, northern Colorado, southern Wyoming, a threat there that two fires may merge into one mega fire. Air quality for most of the West Coast is rated unhealthy or very unhealthy because of all the soot in the air. Well, a scholar in Oregon has determined the ultimate cause of this ongoing disaster. It's white Christians. Oregon State University professor of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, which of course makes her an expert on wildfires, Susan Shaw claims the denial of climate change by white Christians is a contributing factor. When Campus Reform asked Shaw about the language she used, she responded by saying, quote, "I don't think the language is necessarily racially divisive or charged. It's descriptive, and it's the language the research I cited uses to look at climate science beliefs across Christians," end quote. Now, Shaw made several assertions about white Christians, including that many white Christians believe God won't let climate change destroy the earth, and, quote, "the white church is mostly complicit with the intersecting systems of racism and global capitalism that underlie climate change," end quote. Climate change is the result of systemic racism and a capitalist economic system. In other words, this is based on critical theory, which means we need to totally dismantle Western civilization to save the world. This is the same philosophy that underlies Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They really do want to destroy the United States as we know it. And now they're blaming the fires on us as well as justification for taking to the streets. It's notable, by the way, that Ms. Shaw neglects to mention any other causes for the wildfires out west, like decades of environmental malpractice that has created a tinderbox of unharvested timber, dead trees, and thick underbrush. But what do I know? I'm a white Christian capitalist. Well, the last Trump virtual conference is underway. 40 days of new presentations from more than 33 speakers presented by our friends at Prophecy Watchers, Gary Stearman and Bob Ulrich. So far already, new presentations are available from Gary Stearman, Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, yours truly, Carl Teichrib, and more. And more presentations released every single day now through November 9th. Don't miss this. You can find out more and sign up today at prophecywatchers.com. That's prophecywatchers.com. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, Steve Quayle presents the Final Warning Brace for Impact virtual conference. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn headlining this one, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis among the speakers. And you can find out more about that virtual conference online at gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Then an actual face-to-face conference will be in Orange County, California. That's Irvine, right there next to the airport at the Hilton Irvine, November 5th through 8th. Sharon and I will be there along with our colleague from Skywatch TV, Drew Graffia, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Gons Shimura, Jamie Walden, Bill Salas, and more will be on site as well, and we hope you will join us there. Coming to California and save 20% on the registration by using the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion of the important documentary film Silent Cry. Josh Peck has produced this film. You'll see long excerpts from the film, including interview guests like Yaqub Bulyan's David Heavner, veteran Hollywood producer, and more. Our broadcast schedule over the air is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels. That tells you when and where you can see the program. But, of course, if you've got Skywatch TV on Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, well, you can watch the program right now or download the free mobile app, Skywatch TV, delivered directly to your smartphone or tablet. The app is good for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well, and it is free for all of those devices. The links are posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find my stuff online at gilberthouse.org, gilberthouse.org, where Sharon and I post our weekly Bible study. We're in the book of Exodus right now. And a link to my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker. This week, digging into the archives from a session recorded 8 years ago at the Prophecy Summit in 2012, recorded in Branson. Dr. Doug Hamp, L.A. Marzulli, and Rob Skiba discussing the Nephilim. It occurred to me that if you're relatively new to following my podcast, you may never have heard that session. It was a great discussion, about an hour and a half recorded live, and you'll find it linked at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.